Untouchable by Gothic Lolita, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Tony did not enjoy being mugged. In this day and age, it was all too common. The police were glorified hired guns for whatever gang ran that district, and even on a national level, crime syndicates were rampant. A normal person was lucky if they only got mugged once a week. So Tony wasn't all too afraid to have three armed thugs circling him, only a bit annoyed. He was already behind on rent as it was. The last thing he needed was his wallet lifted. There was a gun put against his spine, and suddenly Tony was very aware of how often dead mugging victims were found. "Should we shoot him?" a thug crooned, his tone making it very clear he wanted to. "Wait, hold up." The one in front of Tony leaned in close, squinting. "Oh, fuck." The mugger went sheet pale. "Not him. Fuck this. We got a book now." "Why?" the third whined. "He's just some schmo. Doesn't look like anyone important." "Don't you fucking keep up with the untouchables list?" the one in front of Tony, the ringleader, demanded. He flipped through Tony's wallet, finding an ID. Damn it, son of a bitch, we're so fucking dead." Tony frowned. He knew about the untouchables. Every major crime boss had a list. It was a list of people that if killed or harmed through criminal activity, there would be hell to pay, and probably a few dead bodies along the way. The higher up a name was on the list, the more fucked you were if you touched them. Tony didn't really keep up with the lists. They were usually just friends and family of crime bosses, people he didn't fuck with to begin with. Why someone would think he had anything to do with untouchables was beyond Tony. "Whose list is he on?" the one with a gun to Tony's back asked. "The captain's, you moron," the ringleader said. He practically threw Tony's wallet back at him. "Hey, look, man, we're really sorry. It won't ever happen again, I promise. We didn't realize who you were. No hard feelings?" Tony nodded, lost. "Sure. None." He went with it. The three scattered and Tony was left alone, frowning at his wallet. That was weird. When Tony got home, the first thing he did was Google the captain's untouchables list. And so help him God, the muggers weren't kidding. Not only was Tony on the list, but he was third, only behind two other names, James Buchanan Barnes and Samuel Thomas Wilson. Granted, the captain's list was pretty short to begin with, but he was fucking third. It was the equivalent of having an entire army following him around. Tony was honestly a bit miffed he got mugged so often with this information coming to light. Still, he was still left with the nagging question as to why the hell was he even on the list? Tony had never been involved in anything remotely close to any crime syndicate, let alone the Howling Commandos. No one messed with the fucking Commandos. The only people even close to touching them was the rival syndicate, Hydra. But it wasn't a fair fight. The only reason Hydra even still existed was that wiping them off the map would kill innocent lives. Or at least that's what the captain had publicly said about it. Oddly enough, the captain was generally loved by the public. Tony Googled the captain, then it all clicked. Well, mostly clicked anyway. The captain's real name was Steve Rogers, Tony's ex from high school. Tony was honestly shocked Steve even remembered him, let alone felt the need to put Tony on a no-kill list. With some more Googling, Tony found Steve's base of operation. Tony scribbled down the address on his hand and grabbed his jacket. He had a crime boss to visit. For the headquarters of a crime syndicate, the place was nice. It looked like any other office building. Excuse me? Tony tapped on the front desk. A blonde woman glanced up, eyes narrowed. "Can I help you?" "Yes, actually," Tony flashed a smile. "I was wondering if I could have an audience or something with the captain." The woman actually scoffed. "You need an appointment and need to be someone worth the time of making an appointment." "Will you please call him or something?" Tony begged. "Come on, just humor me. Tell him it's Tony, Tony Stark. Not like you have anything better to do. There was a long pause as the woman glared at him. Fine. She picked up the phone. I have someone who wants to see you. Another pause. That's what I told him. Says his name is Tony Stark. The woman frowned. Now? She wrote something down. Of course. She hung up the phone, now looking at Tony with a newfound respect. You can go right up to his office. Captain Rogers is in a meeting right now, but you can wait for him there. She handed Tony the slip of paper. Here's the access code. Sir. Tony smiled. Thank you. He walked over to the elevator, punching in the code and writing it up. Steve's office was gorgeous. It had just enough furniture and decor to look homely, but not too much as to lose the atmosphere. It was on the top floor, looking over the Brooklyn skyline. Tony stared out the window, admiring it. Great view, right? Tony jumped, spinning around to see Steve standing in the doorway. Steve was... fuck. He wore an expensive suit. It was now easily a foot taller than Tony and a solid wall of fucking muscle. He was barely recognizable as the scrawny kid Tony dated years ago. Yeah, it's nice, Tony strangled out. He suddenly felt inadequate, wearing ripped jeans, a tank top, and leather jacket. Steve smiled, walking over to Tony. You look nice too, Tony. Time's been kind to you. Look who's fucking talking, Tony said, making Steve laugh. I hit a late growth spurt. Steve shrugged. I think you found steroids and ate them. Tony rolled his eyes. You look like you could rip a log apart with your bare hands. Steve's smile was still one of the damned purest things Tony had ever seen, even now. No steroids, I promise, just me. He held up his hands. Sure, super soldier, sure. Tony folded his arms. Steve shook his head. As nice as it is to see you, Tony. And it is so nice, you have no idea. I have a feeling I should be asking why. He cocked his head to the side, leaning against his desk. Right, right. Tony nodded his head, rubbing his hands together. Well, I was getting mugged this morning. You got mugged? Steve interrupted. Who mugged you? No one, technically. They stopped, but that's not important. Tony waved him off. Anyway, they left me alone as soon as they realized who I was, which isn't a thing I've ever said before and never thought I would say, because I didn't know I was on your list of untouchables. Tony sighed. Steve, look, I'm honored, really. But we broke it off years ago when I left for MIT. We didn't even keep in touch. I just think it's a bit weird to have your old high school sweetheart third on a no-kill list. Steve nodded, uncrossing his arms. You're right. Of course, I should have. I could have done better, letting you know. He stood up, starting to pace. I know it's cliche and sappy, but no one looked twice at me in high school unless it was to shove me in a locker or garbage can. But when you asked me on a date, he chuckled, shaking his head. I thought it was a joke. You were king of the world, Tony. One of the most popular kids. No one could mess with you. My, how the tables have turned, Tony deadpanned. Steve smiled. Anyway, when I finally realized you were really in it for me, I was just stunned. You could have had any girl or guy you wanted, and you chose me. You asked me to prom, went to school events with me, even took my virginity. Steve turned a slight pink. I loved you, Tony. You gave me a chance when no one else did. You have a good heart. I won't let anyone else touch that, even if there's nothing between us anymore. You know, it took 2 weeks of convincing from Rhodey and Pepper to get me to ask you out, Tony mused. I thought you were an adorable little puppy. I didn't care about status. Still don't. I just got lucky back then. Trust me, it's one of my biggest regrets that I dumped you. MIT wasn't even worth it. I never called because I was afraid you'd moved on, Tony admitted, rubbing the back of his neck. The handsome playboy was afraid I moved on. Steve stared at him. I was positive you already had your hands down someone else's pants as soon as you left. I was forgettable. Steve Rogers, forgettable? Hardly. Tony snorted. I still have wet dreams about you. And I'm damn near almost 30. Steve stared at Tony. His gaze was almost intimidating, eyes raking over Tony as if he were trying to memorize every inch. Tony resisted the urge to squirm under the gaze. Then Steve kissed him. Even as he slammed Tony against the wall, curled those giant hands around Tony's waist, the kiss was gentle, sweet, and screamed of Steve Rogers. Tony leaned into it, letting Steve take him apart. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Steve mumbled between kisses. I should have asked, but God, Tony, I fucking missed you. Jesus, Steve, I told you before. I'll tell you now. You don't ever need to ask to kiss me, Tony groaned, pressing against Steve. Steve laughed, pulling him closer. Well, isn't this adorable? A female voice purred, dripping with sarcasm and amusement. Steve jumped back, spinning around. Tony looked up, just as startled. There were three people standing in the doorway, an African-American man in a leather jacket, a guy with a metal arm and shoulder-length hair, and Natalie? Tony frowned. Actually, if you're here, it's Natasha Romanova, she smiled at him. Natalie Rushman, or Natasha Romanova, Tony supposed, worked at the coffee shop Tony was the manager of. I'm so sorry, I should have told you, Steve muttered, cheeks pink. I asked Nat to go undercover to keep an eye on you for me, he admitted, rubbing the back of his neck. Tony stared at him. First you make me an untouchable, then you send some scary lady to spy on me? What's next, cameras in my apartment? Steve only shrugged. Tony sighed. You're insufferable. That's Sam Wilson, by the way, and Bucky Barnes, two of my closest friends and allies. Steve directed the conversation away from his borderline creepy spying. Bucky? Tony frowned. The same Bucky who went missing when you were a kid and presumed dead. It's a long story, Bucky said, folding his arms. Tony shrugged. Sam was looking Tony up and down. This Tony? The one you're always going on about? He's shorter than I pictured, he noted. Tony scowled. As much as I hate to break this up, Natasha sighed, studying her nails. We have word on Hydra you need to hear, Steve, now. Steve nodded. I'm sorry to cut this short, Tony. He winced in sympathy. I'll meet you all in the meeting room. Steve shooed his friends out of the room, giving him a few more moments alone with Tony to steal another kiss. Are you free Friday? Steve asked. I have a shift, Tony started to say. Great, I'll have Nat take it for you. I'll pick you up at 6:30. The gala starts at 7. Wear a nice suit, Steve said, his voice final. Wait, no, Steve, I don't even own a suit, Tony tried to backtrack. I'll have one dropped off at your apartment, Steve finished. Tony huffed. Aren't you even going to ask, like a gentleman? What happened to that sweet little puppy I dated? Steve chuckled, leaning in close to Tony's ear. He grew into an attack dog, Tony. I'm the captain. I get what I want. I'll see you on Friday, doll. He gave Tony a final parting kiss, then shoved Tony in the elevator. Tony stared at Steve as the doors closed, dumbfounded. He wasn't sure what he expected when he decided to come see Steve, but that certainly wasn't it. Well, at least he had a date. The end.